Nathaniel Hawthorne lived in Concord, Massachusetts in the early 1800s. His neighbors there included Louisa May Alcott, Henry David Thoreau, and Ralph Waldo Emerson, all famous authors and all friends who encouraged each other's writing. Hawthorne's keen observations of human strengths and weaknesses made him an honored member of this group. Here, then, is one example of his genius, Dr. Heidegger's Experiment, by Nathaniel Hawthorne. The four guests, seated around the table in that curious, old-fashioned chamber, waited for their host to explain what he was up to this time. There were three white-haired gentlemen, Mr. Medburn, Colonel Killigrew, and Mr. Gascoigne, and an elderly widow, Widow Wycherley. They had known each other forever, and each knew the misfortunes that had happened to the others on the way to old age. Mr. Medburn had been a prosperous merchant, but he had gambled it all on some wild business dealings and lost everything. Mr. Gascoigne was a ruined politician with a reputation for dishonesty, or at least that had been his reputation until so many years passed that the new generation had forgotten completely about him. Colonel Killigrew? Well, perhaps the less said about him, the better. Let's just say that in his younger days, if there were some sin to be found, he'd be the one to find it. Now he was paying for all that with discomforts in his body and his soul. As for the Widow Wycherley, she had been one of the great beauties of her time. But that time was long past. She kept to herself, mostly, and the leading citizens in town steered clear of her because of the scandalous stories that still followed her from her youth. It's worth mentioning that all three of the old gentlemen, Medburn, Gascoigne, and Killigrew, had been in love with her as young men, and only age had softened their violent rivalry for her. So these were the four guests seated around the table in the curious old-fashioned study of that curious old-fashioned gentleman, Dr. Heidegger. He was their host, and now that they were seated, he said to them, "My dear old friends, I've asked you here today in hope that you will assist me in one of those little experiments with which I amuse myself here in my study." On the circular table around which they now sat, the doctor had placed a clear vase of elegantly cut glass. By chance, the sunshine through it cast a deep color across their faces, as he set before them four champagne glasses and said, "I have something to show you." And then, from between two pages in an old leather book, he drew out what had once been a rose. Its green leaves and crimson petals were all one shade of brown now, and it looked as if it might crumble into dust in his hands. "This rose," he sighed,